Welcome back to our Sense of Community series, Conversations on Race and Racism. I'm Jennifer Moore. Today, we listen in on a conversation between a pair of cousins. One is an Army veteran who works as a loan officer for the federal government and teaches jujitsu in West Plains. And the other is an author who now lives in Las Vegas. They talk to each other by Zoom.
My name is Blake Wilder. Mike and I are cousins. We grew up together in Waterloo, Iowa, playing basketball, wrestling, loving martial arts, the Bulls, Michael Jordan.
As my cousin stated, my name's Mike. We're both half black and half white, and both of us feel pretty passionate about both sides of our race, but the world sees you one way. So you can identify with whatever you like to identify with, but it would behoove you to realize how the world sees you so that you can take precautions.
So Mike, you've lived in West Plains now, what, 25 years?
Yes, sir.
Black American man who's accomplished, an Army veteran. You specialize in demolitions, which, by the way, every time I think it, I worry. Then I go, no, he's not there no more. You've trained individuals in martial arts, first responders, and just regular Missouri families. Now, considering your commitment to your community, how do you feel when your neighbors dismiss racism as a completed chapter of history?
Gotcha. So, I mean, it's rough. For one, in the area that I'm in, minorities in general, that's blacks, Hispanics, or otherwise, are all pretty much under 1% in my area. So you have very little diversity where I'm at. But sometimes it can get to feeling a little bit hurtful, because with so much misinformation in the world, I can understand people that maybe don't know me and don't know my character. But to people that are close to me, they know who I am. So when I'm speaking about things like what we're talking about today, I kind of feel like it should mean more. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I do understand the isolation. Do you have a few examples there in West Plains of subtle racism that you've experienced, you know, in your regular everyday activities, such as grocery shopping or a restaurant outing?
You know, it's funny, man. It's kind of a mixed deal there, because like I said, I've been here for 25 years. So some things have changed. Right after I moved here, I was 17 years old, took a trip to, Mountain Home, Arkansas, and ran into a full-blown Klan rally, which
wow.
Was a crazy, crazy experience. But being here, though, you know, I really put a lot of thought behind the company that I keep. So I would say my issues when I was younger were pretty minimal. And, you know, now that I'm a full-grown adult, most people, I'd have to say that I've dealt with, you know, on a personal level, the racism more so on social media, which is why I got off of it. On the professional level, I mean, Blake, you know this, man. Personally, I have many examples, even at a professional level. I used to think that it was an education thing. When I was younger, I thought, well, once I get through college and I get a professional job,
absolutely,
I won't be met with this type of racism. But, you know, here I am 4 years later and got the degree, and I'm in a bank and I'm listening to my boss talk about, you know, all kinds of epithets, right? You know, doors open, you know, and I'm like, how did this guy make it? I've had people actually cuss me out in racial epithets or using racial epithets on phone calls where I'm trying to help them, but they don't realize that I'm black, right? Because I guess I'm not speaking like a Fat Albert's character, so they, you know, they can get away with it.
You just shook up your ebonics. Your lexicon is broad, brother.
Hey, man, I'm telling you what, that kind of stuff can kind of bring you down, because on my side, I still rise above it, and I recognize, because I'm, like I said, I'm not going to let hate turn me into a hateful person. I want to put this out here, though. You and I have talked about it many times, man, but some of the stuff that we're talking about right now is stuff that black people have been talking. Me and Blake been having these conversations since we were kids.
Yeah.
So it it needs to be talked about. The difference is, a lot of times people will ask me, you know, well, what do you think it's going to take, you know, for race relations to get better and that kind of thing? I feel like it's going to take other people, because if you hate me, I can have a conversation, but you're not going to listen. So like my wife, I'm in a unique situation. My wife is white. The thing is with her, she's came home before in tears because someone said some racist stuff at work because they thought it was a safe place, because they didn't know that her husband was a black man. People that are not of color, speak
confront
up.
Your neighbor.
Speak up. Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest
confront
thing.
Confront your neighbor.
Because
confront
your conversation goes a lot further than mine.
Yeah, conversation rules the nation, baby. You know what I'm saying? It just does.
Cousins Blake and Mike talking about race and racism. You can hear the second half of their conversation this afternoon at 4:44 here on KSMU Ozarks Public Radio. I'm Jennifer Moore.